Now, friends, as we come today to the fourth chapter of the book of Job, there are his three friends. They're sitting there. They've been sitting for 7 days, and they've been wagging their head. They've been, you know, you finally got caught up with. Well, 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 it finally came to you. And so Job could take everything else, but he can't take this from his friends. And so he broke out in this monologue of complaint, of whining. And it's tremendous, but it does not have the answer at all. It is black pessimism. Now his three friends are going to begin to talk to him. And the first one will be Eliphaz. And he will speak to Job, and then Job will answer him. And then Bildad, the second one, and Job will answer him. And then Zophar will speak, and Job will answer him. Now, I'm going to give just a pen picture of these men as we look at the discourse of Eliphaz. But to me, it's quite interesting, the meaning of these men's name. Eliphaz means God is strength, or God is fine gold. And he gives three speeches here, and we'll see the background of this man and what he has in mind. Then Bildad, and his name means he's a son of contention. He's a mean one, by the way. Actually, he's brutal and blunt and crude in his method. His name means son of contention. And then Zophar means a sparrow. That means he twitters, and he's got a mean tongue also. He makes terrible insinuations to Job. And we are now going to see a dialogue take place that's a real contest. And these friends of Job have gathered. They're actually going to make an attack upon him, and he's going to respond. This is what you'd call intellectual athletics. And this was the thing that was popular in that day. Today, people go to a football game, or to a baseball game, or to a basketball game, or to ice hockey, or to something else that is athletic, where the physical is demonstrated. Now, way back in these early days, they gathered for intellectual contests. And by the time that these men are getting underway in this dialogue that's taking place, a great crowd had gathered around listening to what was taking place. And we are going to see that one in that crowd by the name of Elihu, a little later, he's going to step out. He's a young man, and he will be the last speaker, but he's the only one. Now, this is therefore a great contest, and there's a great crowd there to listen in. Now, you can understand this was way back yonder when people weren't civilized. And they put the emphasis on the intellectual. Now, today we're civilized and we've advanced so far, we put the emphasis on the physical today. But that's just because we're so superior to these people, of course. Now, I want you to listen to this, because this man Job now has just broken out with a complaint. It's a sad thing. And he's in the deepest, blackest pessimism that a man can be in. And the devil has stripped him of everything. He has nothing to lean on, no place to turn, and even God seems very far removed from him at this particular time. Now, Eliphaz is the first one to speak, and we probably ought to say a word concerning each one of these men. We gave last time the meaning of their names. Eliphaz means God is strength.